There's a very special someone in my life. A beautiful woman, not like any I've ever encountered. A kindred spirit who sees beyond my wings into the very depths of my being. When she looks at you, you feel like everything is gonna be alright, no matter what. She's like a protected branch in a storm, a place my heart calls home. Trouble is, while she holds my heart in her hands, someone else holds hers. And it does feel pretty hopeless. But even if I can't show her how much I love her, it's still better to have a chance at being her friend, to get to know her better, you know? I want that more than anything. I just want to be by her side forever. If I can't be her lover, then... Yeah. Then I'll be the best damn friend she's ever had. Or I'll try my damnedest, at least. We have been talking more recently since I saw her last. It seems she still loves the outdoors, though she lives a bit further south than before, so she avoids being in the grass due to bed firing fiascos. And that's why today, I thought I'd take her out into nature that's far away from the ground. Up here in this cute little rooftop garden, there's no way any ants are gonna ruin any of this. Oh, I think I hear her on the staircase. Hey, yeah, over this way. Oh, it is so good to see you. Is it okay to hug? Oh, yay! Oh, goodness. Well, what do you think? You were talking about stargazing, and I thought we could definitely do that in a bit. But I thought you'd really love to see the sky painted in all those deep pinks, purples, and blues at sunset. And I even brought us some snacks. Look. Huh? Yeah, I didn't really know what you might like, so I got a little bit of everything in this basket. Yeah. There's some cut up fruit and some cheese and, oh, there's some olives in that jar right there. I don't know. It's a whole kit. Just take a look. Yeah, the lady at the store said it was good for picnics, so I got it. Yeah? Well, here, have some. Is it good? Here, let me try some too. That is good. What do you think, though? Yeah? You like it? Aww. Well, is this far enough away from those nippy ants for you? Yeah, we can really stretch out on the blanket like this. And it does kind of feel a bit like a hidden sanctuary with all this foliage around us. The only thing we can really see well is the sky. But isn't she beautiful? The pinks swish with the blues, with some swirls of purple just where they meet. The soft glow of the sun slipping below the horizon. I really love the sky. But I'm also enjoying this. It's super comfy, and with this breeze rustling through my feathers, it is just perfect. Huh? Oh, do I want some more cheese? No, but... Oh, can I have some of that kiwi? No, oh, thank you.
Oh my god, my hand brushed hers. Calm down. It is not a big deal. Just be chill. Be chill. Okay.
Oh, shoot. I almost dropped it. That is so good. Oh, goodness. I can feel my heart fluttering like crazy. Oh, come on. It isn't supposed to be like this. Just control yourself. But to be by your side right now, your eyes filled with this shared wonder. Oh, goodness. Your presence just makes me feel so safe and comforted. And, oh, God, this is all I've ever needed. But when I'm with you, I feel like I could fly anywhere, do anything. Anything at all, just... Hey, would you ever like me to take you flying, maybe? Yeah? like a proper flight, though. Like, over the city. What? Excuse me? I am plenty strong, thank you. Oh, yes, I am. Yeah. Okay, you know what? You asked for it. I'll prove it. Yeah, just let me get up and... Oh, don't you give me that big grin. I'll show you how easily I can lift you. Ready? Ready? See? Light as a feather. Yeah, I could definitely take you over the city for a joyride. I wouldn't even break a sweat.
That was something else I was really working on, since I really wanted to be able to carry you bridal style over the threshold on our big day. Damn it, just stop it. Don't think like that.
Huh? Oh, yes, yes, of course I can put you down. Oh, I'm so sorry. Here, just... Okay. I'm sorry. I guess I just got a little distracted, you know. Well, I mean, thinking about the most scenic routes we could take. Yeah, so, would you want to try that sometime? Oh, yeah, yeah, sure. No, it's no problem. You don't need to answer right away now. I just take your time. Hey, I thought you said your boyfriend might be coming tonight. Is he just running late? Oh, yeah. Working late must suck. But that's okay. I'll keep you company. Oh, and maybe next weekend we could go... plans with him. Oh, okay. No, it's okay. Maybe the weekend after. Just how long have you two been together anyway? Wow, almost a year and a half. Oh, geez, that's so impressive.
Depressing, you mean? No, listen here. You stop it, Mean. You ruin everything, even your friendship.
Huh? Oh, no. No, I never dated. Never really found anyone who I fell head over talons for until... Well, yeah. But anyway, it does look like it's getting a bit darker quickly, huh? Yeah, just look at those stars. You can't see them as well as you can when you're away from the city, but you don't want those fire ants to come either, so I guess it works out. Huh? Aw, of course. It was my pleasure to take you out tonight. I'm having a ton of fun. Well, you too? Really? So you mean I haven't completely botched tonight? Oh, God, bless a magpie's riches. I can't believe I'm that lucky. But that does make me really happy. Wait, what? You want to come over? To my house? Oh, well, no, obviously not today, but, that might not be a good idea. You see, we did kind of just only start hanging out, right? Yeah, and we wouldn't want to move too fast, you know, and... Huh? What do you mean I'm acting weird?
I'm not acting weird. The sky is acting weird, okay? Huh? Then explain the 180. Jeez. Okay, well, I mean, I only found you a little while ago in this town, and I just haven't exactly settled in yet. Yeah, that's it. I haven't settled in yet. No. It isn't about boxes or anything cluttering up the rooms. I mean, no rooms, no clutter, right? Yeah, so I just need some time to... Oh, well, hold on now. I wouldn't say homeless. Just still adventuring, I guess. You know, slightly involuntarily. But it's been hard to secure a place and a job without ever having one or the other. Was that the wrong thing to say? Oh, crap. Why is she looking at me like that? Are you okay? Huh? Move in with you? Oh, my God. Being around my soulmate for hours upon hours? Just drinking in how amazing she is nonstop? Being able to say hi whenever I like? Oh, and we could hang out and talk about things for even longer. Oh, my God, it would be heaven. In the same house as her boyfriend? I mean, where they definitely be kissing and making out and doing, well, everything with each other. Hearing them say I love you back and forth all day, every day? Oh, those guys above, that would be hell. Oh, God, that would be so painful. I couldn't. Oh, shoot. Did I say that out loud? I mean, I couldn't impose, you know? Especially after that whole confession thing. No, that's too wild. I wouldn't want to make your boyfriend uncomfortable, you know? Oh, and by the way, just out of curiosity, does he know about that? The confession, I mean. No. Why not? Oh, wait, sorry. Sorry if I'm being too nosy. Look, I really appreciate it, but I just couldn't. Huh? Where do I live now? Oh, gosh. Any answer I give you now is not gonna make any of this better. Well, yeah, cause see? You're too caring, too nice. But no, I am not sleeping out in the rain. Mostly because it hasn't rained yet, but I do hope to get in somewhere before it does. No, that somewhere should not be your house. No, I... Oh, goodness. You're really not going to take no for an answer, are you? I mean, who knew the delicate flower I saw reading below me so many years ago had such a stubborn streak? Jeez, I think we could keep arguing, but I have the feeling that I'll only be more exhausted when we're done winning. So, okay. I'll live with you. But only so long as it takes to get a job and a place of my own, and then I'll get out of your feathers. Or hair. Yeah.